Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, after the carnage on the markets yesterday, there's a lot of coverage on the papers this morning. The Irish Sun calls it Orange Monday. 38 years ago, we had Black Monday. Now Trump gives us Orange Monday. The Irish Daily Mirror on the front page, world's biggest loser, with a photograph of Donald Trump. More than $10 trillion has been wiped from global markets since Donald Trump's tariff announcement. It's being described as an economic bloodbath. The Irish Independent on the front page says Trump tariffs to create new threat to our housing market. Housing demand in the country is highly vulnerable to a sudden economic shock caused by the actions of Donald Trump. So obviously we are relying on high income earners working in the multinational sector. And if they get affected by job losses or pay cuts or things like that, that would have an impact on our housing market. And it's so true, particularly in areas like even in Kildare, where half the estate I'm in, they're working in these big multinationals. You know, would these people be able to get houses and get mortgages if there was this sudden economic shock? So that's the front page of the Irish Independent. Also a lovely photograph, we should say, of Irish footballer Denise O'Sullivan on the front of the Indo, flashing her engagement ring yesterday. But she says the most important match in her life is today's Nations League clash with Greece. Her partner James Hamblin proposed to her last month, so congratulations to them. The Irish Examiner also goes with that house report on the front page. The rate at which house prices are increasing could be slowed down by the prospect of a tariff war between the US and the EU, according to a report. That report is by myhome.ie and Conal McQuillan, the chief economist with Bank of Ireland. Also, shoplifting in Cork, that's on the front of the Examiner. In Cork, shoplifting has surged by 86% since 2003, with the number of reported incidents rising in two decades by 86%, now sparking calls for the publication of a new retail crime strategy. Figures reveal that the number of recorded incidents of shoplifting in Cork, there were 1,440 in 2003, and now last year there were 2,682. And now there are calls on the government to immediately address shoplifting by fast-tracking a retail crime strategy, which was, by the way, promised in the programme for government. This isn't the first time we've heard about this. The Irish Times on the front page says that there's going to be a big report by HICWA today on a surgeon in child spinal cases. And what it says is that a health watchdog report will today issue a sharp criticism of a surgeon over using unauthorised springs in spinal surgeries for children. The HICWA report will also maintain that there was inadequate oversight and governance on the part of Children's Health Ireland. The report is the first of two inquiries established 18 months ago by the government and the HSE over controversies surrounding orthopaedic surgery carried out at Temple Street Hospital in Dublin, some elements of that surgery, and also they were looking at overall governance and control issues. So that HICWA report will be out later today. The Irish Times also says that tens of thousands of students are missing out on college grants. These are students who are eligible for grants. They're in households with incomes of up to €100,000, and they could be availing of these and easing the cost of college education. An estimated 40,000 students from houses where the combined incomes are between €62,000 and €100,000, they're entitled to a €500 grant for college fees. However, just 18,000 have availed of this so far. So 40,000 are entitled to the grant and just 18,000 have availed of it so far. So worth getting on to Susie and having a look at that if that affects you. The Irish Daily Mail has an exclusive. A Garda took possession of valuable firearms earmarked for destruction at the Forces HQ in the Phoenix Park to sell them for profit. This is an allegation according to confidential documents seen by the Irish Daily Mail, the latest in a series of allegations about Gardaí and arms and things like that that the Mail has been covering. The Irish Daily Star on the front page, baseball bat killer put us into hell, not US. Baseball bat killer put us into hell. The mother of a man who was brutally murdered yesterday told his killer, "No punishment you receive will ever compare to the grief, pain and loss you've inflicted on me and my family." Inside the papers, Daniel O'Donnell is being scammed again, or rather his fans are. He's in the Irish Daily Mirror. He's been forced to make a video telling fans that he's not sick in hospital. It's incredible the amount of scams about Daniel O'Donnell there are, trying to target his fans. Yet another online scam pretending to be him, and he's been forced to tell fans he's well after fraudsters tried to claim he was ill. He's made a video appealing once again to his fans not to engage with scammers or send them money. So Daniel had to do a wee message to let his fans know that he is feeling very well. And obviously it goes without saying that Daniel O'Donnell is not going to contact his followers on Facebook and ask them for money. He never would, not in his nature. He also doesn't need the money, but unfortunately people are getting scammed. The Irish Independent tells us that The Traitors Ireland has been filmed. It was filmed in Slane Castle, and it looks like it's going to be on air very soon because they've finished the filming. So Kirsty Blake Knox tells us that the plotting and deception begins because the producers of the Irish version of The Traitors have revealed that the TV series has been filmed in Slane Castle in Meath. It's over now, filming was done, and RTE is yet to announce the release date of the series. And the owners of Slane Castle say they would be happy to host several seasons of the show. So looking forward to seeing that whenever it airs. I'm sure RTE will give us a date soon. If you are looking for a spouse, you actually don't need one. You just need a pet instead. The Times of London says that having a spouse to share life's highs and lows is all very well, but if you don't want that, a cat or dog offers a similar boost to mental well-being. And they say that your mood is improved so much by a cat or dog that you could expect that to be the improvement in mood was as much as might be expected from a £70,000 rise in annual income. So they've looked at a number of social indicators and they found that living with a pet was linked to an increase in satisfaction of 3 to 4 points. And how they work out the £70,000 is they use a life satisfaction approach, which is very, very complicated. But basically what they found is a pet will make you just as happy and it's worth an extra 70 grand in your household income. Staying with pets, The Telegraph tells us, Eamon Ryan will love this story, scientists have brought back a breed of wolf from extinction more than 12,000 years after it last walked the earth. It's believed to be the world's first successful de-extinction of three dire wolves, which you may recognise from Game of Thrones, by editing DNA recovered from ancient remains. They're very cute, by the way, and if you go onto social media, you can hear them roar, and they're very, very loud and very, very cute. So we've wolves now back for the first time in 12,000 years. Final story for you comes from the Mail. If you have a job interview coming up, you don't have to worry about your clothing as much as you do about your shoes, because a poll reveals 9 out of 10 agreed that appropriate footwear is vital in important situations, more so than a shirt, a blouse, makeup or a haircut. 38% of us judge a person on the cleanliness of their shoes, and 28% decide whether they match an outfit or not. So if you have a date or a job interview, apparently your shoes say so much about you. If you wear flat sandals, you're a free spirit who can fit in anywhere. If you wear classic pumps, you're sophisticated, tolerated and laid back. If you wear ballet shoes, you're classic and a little whimsical. If you wear biker boots, you don't take any nonsense. If you wear a summer wedge, you're a social butterfly. A retro trainer means you love anything nostalgic. And if you wear high heels to a date or an interview, you don't just walk, you're in command of the ground you walk on. More about that in the Mail. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.